tiketi ya tulipi tiketi, tunalipa tiketi, lakini kitu naleta shida ni vitu. Ona hii kuzungushwa ni kama sisi ni wa Maragoli, tumetoka Kakamega, kuja kuhangaishwa hapa kuuza changaa. Sasa unazungushwa, unazungushwa. Unaweka mafansi, unafanya mazoezi kwa nini bwana, na players linafaa wa warm.
Kabisa. Ni content natafuta sasa.
Content gani simu yangu iko kwa mfuko? Mimi mwenyewe najiuza, mimi ni brandi mzae.
Mwambie sikia. Yeah.
Mimi sitafuti content.
You know that feeling when you're scrolling, minding your own business, and you talk about something, and then all of a sudden your phone shows you an ad for it? Coincidence, right? Or is it just good customer service? Yeah, let's go with that. It's definitely good customer service.
Hey, O-M-E-N-E-S. Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Friends? Omenad Podcast.
What's good, Omenads? Welcome to the podcast that's probably on a government watch list just for that intro. I'm your host, Lorizi, and the F is for... Because the digital surveillance we used to joke about is now knocking on your door with a legal warrant and a smile. Today we're unpacking how your phone became a snitch, your tweets became evidence, and why governments worldwide are suddenly so interested in being the admin of your group chat. Big Brother isn't just watching, he's taking notes, and he's got the law on his side. There's a recent global crackdown on free speech, and how your favorite websites and apps, even the one you're probably listening to this on, have become the new battlefield. Governments are terrified of the town square moving online, and they're trying to build a fence around it. But here's the thing about fences. People always find a way over, under, or through. Let's start where the Wi-Fi is strongest, right here at home. Okay, class, welcome to Cyber Hygiene 101. Repeat after me. Freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. Our new textbook is on the Computer Misuse and Cyber Crime Amendment Act of 2024. It says it's to prevent misinformation, which is great because the only people who should be allowed to misinform you are the ones in power, right? Let's look at chapter one. It gives a committee the power to block websites. The target is terrorism and cultic practices. But let's be real. With how vague that is, your aunt's WhatsApp group dedicated to blessing olive oil could be classified as a digital cult. One minute you're reading a blog about corruption, and next you're on a watch list. And what about chapter two? Cyber harassment. This now includes being grossly offensive. The penalty? A 20 million Kenya shilling fine or 10 years in prison for being offensive. If you cannot handle a mean tweet, maybe log off and become a gardener. Leadership is not for you. And of course, my favorite chapter, aiding and abetting. If you retweet something illegal in quotes, you're now an accomplice. This isn't a law. It's your primary school teacher asking, and if your friend jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? But with the power to send you to jail. It's designed to make us so paranoid that we silence ourselves. Jokes on them. My paranoia has a podcast.
Friends?
Okay. Rights groups have rushed to court calling it unconstitutional, mostly because it gives the government the power to decide what's true and what's not true. And if history has taught us anything, it's that our leaders are famously humble, objective, and allergic to self-interest. They say it's to stop cyberbullying. But what it really stops is criticism. Because in Kenya, everything is fine until you tweet about it. You talk about corruption, defamation. You post about police brutality, misinformation. You share a meme about a politician, national security threat. Suddenly your joke thread is a court case, and the wild part, they call it digital safety. Like it's a warm blanket instead of a muzzle.
Tulipata matatizo wakati wa protests ya finance bill. Na tulijaribu sana kusema ukweli vile ulivyokuwa. Mpaka tukarekebisha ile bill, tukatoa yale mambo ambayo Wakenya walisema wakati wa public participation hawataki. Wakati tulisema hayo na tukayaondoa, kuondoa kitu imeandikwa kwa bile yote ya bunge, unafanya amendment. Tukaambiwa don't amend, reject. Yale mazuri yalikuwa kwa ile bill, wakati rais haikuitia sahihi, yote yakapotea, na ndio sababu mmeona tumechelewa kwa utendakazi wa hizo barabara mzee, Kaparo anaongea ya Dodol, hiyo ingine ya Rumuruti, na barabara zingine nyingi ambazo zilikuwa zimekwama. Sababu tulipoteza bill ambayo wakati ule ingeweza kutusaidia kuokota ushuru ya kutosha kuendesha maendeleo yetu.
Now kids, pack your digital passports. It's time for Around the World in 80 Spyware Apps. First up, Nepal, September 2025. The government there saw a viral hashtag, #NepoBaby, exposing the lavish lives of politicians' kids. So what was their brilliant response to this crisis of being exposed? They banned 26 social media platforms, all of them. But the youth in Nepal, who are facing 90% unemployment and decades of corruption, the ban wasn't the problem. It was the last straw. Protests exploded. The prime minister had to resign faster than Fuliza when somebody sends you money. It was a beautiful mess that proved you cannot put a genie back in the bottle, especially when the genie has 4G and a grudge. The lesson is universal. In the US, they said surveillance was to stop terrorism, and they used it to monitor journalists, whistleblowers, and anyone who used the word leak unironically. In Europe, data protection laws sound noble until you realize your phone still knows when you're sad and shows you a mattress ad. The truth is, every government wants to be your friend until you start talking too much. They want social media to be safe, not for you, but from you.
The president is clearly so desperate to have an opponent with a name. And he is very concerned about running against a slogan, because it is dangerous to run against Ruto Must Go. Mm-hmm. That's why he desperately wants a candidate to that.
Hey, O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenad's podcast.
The truth is, when it comes to surveillance, Big Brother isn't just watching us. We've become him. We track our friends last seen. We stalk exes like it's detective work. We tweet, post, record, and expose. We've traded privacy for dopamine. Governments didn't have to take our freedom. We uploaded it ourselves. One story, one tweet, one location tag at a time. We became our own surveillance network, powered by vanity and FOMO. And maybe that's the saddest part. Big Brother doesn't really need to watch us that much anymore. We're live streaming. Where does that leave us? It's easy to feel powerless, but we're not. The real resistance isn't just against the law. It's against our own complacency. It's about remembering that the connection between the price of unga and the words on your timeline is a straight line. When they control the conversation, they control everything. The fight now is to refuse to be intimidated. The first line of defense is awareness, knowing that a law about cyber hygiene can be a Trojan horse for censorship. Understanding that a public safety campaign can be a prelude to a crackdown. The second is refusal. Refusing to be intimidated into silence. Refusing to let them shrink our worlds and our words. The most subversive thing you can do in the age of surveillance is to think critically and speak clearly. They want us to be quiet consumers, not active citizens. They want us to accept the at least and move on. So keep posting, keep memeing, keep taking them to task, taking them to court where we can, Let them explain to a judge why your joke is a threat to national security. Keep critiquing. Keep posting. Be so loud, be so irrepressibly nerdy that they can't shut us all up. Don't acquiesce in advance.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Why is everyone from here to Timbuktu suddenly so interested in what you're posting on your stories, on your page, on your social media? It's simple. Organization. Social media isn't just for memes and checking in on your ex anymore. It's how movements are born. We have seen it globally. They're scared of you and I talking to each other and realizing that this is a class war. This is a war against the financial and political class. A war against those in power and hoarding resources. They want us divided so that they can continue to exploit us and keep us down. That's about it. It's not even that complicated. They're all just greedy. The fight now is in the courts against this cyber act. But the bigger fight is in our minds. It's about refusing to be intimidated. It's about continuing to speak, to organize, and to demand better. Critical thinking is the new resistance. Do not let them steal your voice. Don't acquiesce in advance. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. Please like, share, subscribe while I'm still allowed to talk my shit online. I've been your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... Stay nerdy, stay aware, and stay loud.
Hey, O-M-E-N. Yes.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast.
Friends
of Omenad Podcast.
Who is the president of Kenya?
Atuna.
Eh?
Atuna.
Mbona unasema Atuna?
Atuna, manya yako ni sufuria. Saya Atuna.
Atuna president.
Kenya Atuna president.
Ni advice gani naweza pea walevi pale nje?
Walevi walewe tu.
Mm-hmm.
Kina kishalewa. Mm-hmm. Ah, wapee Ruto ukweli. Wasimfiche, wambie Ruto ukweli.
Wambie ukweli.
Ukweli. Hata mimi ni mmoja wao, ukweli tutamwambia.
Ukweli tutamwambia.
Mm.